It's time for Put a Sock in It. You come on, you tell us three facts about yourself, but one of them is a big, fat, hairy lie, and we have to sniff out which one it is. Good morning, Dawn and Stevenage.
Good morning. Fact number one, I fell out the attic and broke my wrist.
Fell out the attic?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. Fact number two.
I held on to a hedge trimmer whilst it was still on and cut my fingers open.
Dear, this is like a casualty version.
Mm-hmm. I can always see people who write casualty writing these down going, oh, that's quite a good one, sir. I love that.
This is gold, this is.
Fact three.
Fact three. Fell out of a tree and broke both my arms and was unconscious for 3 days.
Oh,
you're not supposed to laugh.
Oh, God. I'm just imagining someone lying there with, like, with plasters on both arms. Mm-hmm. And just imagining how you'd go to the loo.
Okay, so you fell out of the attic. What were you doing? Did you fall through the ceiling or through the hole or what?
I fell through the hole. It was the day we was moving into a house, and my husband wanted to know if our attic was big enough to put a scare electric.
So we sent you up.
Right, I'll go and find out for you. So I went in the attic, and I used a little ladder. And as I come out of the attic, the ladder gave way.
Oh, no!
And I fell, and my wrist turned the wrong way round. Oh, I've broken that.
On the plus side, it got you out of carrying any more stuff that day. So,
yes, yeah. Actually, I got out of moving that day because I spent the day in the hospital.
So fact two, you did what with a hedge trimmer?
I held on to it whilst it was still going.
What, and you fell? Did you fall as you were trimming?
No, I was around a friend's house and I'd actually turned the hedge trimmer off. And when you turn it off, it still goes for about 10 seconds. And she was trying to ask me if I wanted a cup of tea. And I thought, I can't hear her. This head trimmer's still going. So I thought, I'll stop it with my hand.
What?
Yeah. So I put my hand on the head trimmer whilst it was still going.
Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of... Look, Dawn, you sound perfectly sensible.
Surely you're not that stupid.
An idiotic thing to do.
Yes, it was, rather.
So what was the result?
I sliced all my fingers open. Still got the scars to prove it. And there was like blood pumping everywhere. And I just looked at my hand and thought, oh, I need to go to hospital.
Well done.
Did you just happen to fancy the doctors at the Lister or something? What's this about? Why did you put...
It wasn't all in the same year. It was over the course of a few years.
All right. Wow. Fact three, mm-hmm. You fell out of a tree.
Yeah.
What were you doing up the tree?
Well, I was 10 years old, and as all 10 years old to do is they investigate things. And I climbed this tree, and I was standing on a branch talking down to one of my friends and
patronising
them. I was in hospital and I was unconscious for 3 days with two broken arms.
Oh my goodness. Do you know, I've no idea. This is just a...
I love the fact that two of these are true, to be fair.
Yeah. Chris, what do you think? I don't know where to start.
Well, I think I'm going for the hedge trimmer wire. I'll tell you why, because two people I know have actually fallen out of the attic. My dad is one of them. And falling out of a tree, it's the sort of thing you do as a kid. I've fallen off the slide as a kid, ended up going to hospital, knocking myself out for a little bit. I just think the hedge trimmer one is...
I can't believe anybody would be that stupid to put their hand on a hedge trimmer. Even you, Dawn.
Yeah.
And surely it would take your fingers off, wouldn't it, if you put it that close to a hedge trimmer?
I remember falling out of a tree over at Stanborough Lakes once.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I was 18 at the time, so I didn't really have so much...
Yeah, I'm going for the hedge trimmer too, Steve.
I don't believe the hedge trimmer. It's just such a moronic thing to do, and Dawn sounds absolutely... Okay, she's maybe accident-prone, but that's beyond accident-prone. That's just really,
that's
really stupid.
Beyond the
realms
of Frank Spencer.
Oh, look, my car won't stop. I'll try lying in front of it. So, go on, which is the fib from the fact, Dawn?
The hedge trimmer is true.
No! How are you still alive?